Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me. If you're a new listener, we do share the Word of God and whatever the Lord has for us Monday through Friday at this same time every day, and we pray that you will join us and become part of the radio family. But as I begin this broadcast, I want to obey the Lord in terms of what He placed on my heart, in terms of who He's going to be ministering to, as well as it relates to the message that He's given me to share. Some of you listening, God's hand is on your life, and He's calling you into ministry, not necessarily that of a pastor, or it may be, but the point is you have backslid, and God is, in His loving kindness and tender mercies, are drawing you back. He's drawing you back to a close relationship with Him, where the past covered by the blood of Jesus will be in the past, and He's calling you for a new day. God's been dealing with you, and there are others who feel that, well, you've just failed God. The vision has become cold, and circumstances, life, all kinds of things have entered in, and you just feel a sense of failure, of disappointing the Lord. And you see, God knows all the things that the enemy would seek to do, and even the weakness of our own flesh, to draw us away for His plan for our lives. And so I pray that this message from the Word of God is going to bring that understanding, that deliverance, those things that, and others, you're serving God to the best of your ability, but there are something that in the past that you're so deeply ashamed of, and you've not had freedom from them. So let's just join our hearts in prayer before we go into God's Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, You know those whom You are specifically dealing with. Lord, we know You are a gracious God, plenteous in mercy, ready to forgive. And so, Father, those who are afar off, those who know that they've fallen from where they should be in You, Lord, You're married to the backslider. Those that have, because of the battles, the intensity of the attacks, Lord, they've just sort of, maybe not verbally, but emotionally, mentally, they've just given up trying and struggling. And so, Father, we come to You, and Lord, all of us at various times in our lives, Lord, look at the great prophet Elijah. There were times he was so deeply depressed and discouraged, even after that tremendous miracle and demonstration of God's power with the 400 Baal prophets. And when he said, "Let the God that be God answer by fire." Lord, all of us, You know our frame. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so, Father, right now we come to You, every one of us, in areas that are applicable, Lord. We repent of our self-centeredness, of carnality, of allowing the flesh, the lusts of the flesh, to draw us away from Your plan for our lives. And Father, we thank You, as You said, told John, if any man confess his sins, Lord, You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Father, right now, I claim the precious blood of Jesus, that cleansing, that flows always from the cross of Christ, from Calvary. Lord, that You would, as we not only repent, but as we turn from that which has held us back, that discouragement, that loss of hope and faith, the the lusts of the flesh and the circumstances that were so hard, the fierceness of the battle that has caused us to just turn aside and feel like we just sort of mentally give up. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you don't allow anything to come our way, that you're not able to give us the strength to overcome. You won't us allow us to be tested above what we're able, but in many cases, Lord, we do give up. We fail. You know the weakness of our flesh, even as the disciples could not wait with you 1 hour when you were in the Garden of Gethsemane in prayer. And so, Father, I thank you now for that cleansing. Lord, I claim, Father, a new day, a new beginning for all of us, Lord, for your people, those especially, Lord, and beloved, you know who you are, and the Holy Spirit's ministering to you. And Father, I thank you that you're going to restore the joy of our salvation. And Lord, we shall rejoice because we know that it is not our righteousness, our ability, but it is your sovereign grace, your wonderful mercy, that allows us to continue on, to pick up, you know, Micah said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall, I shall arise, and when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Beloved, that's a scripture for you. The Holy Spirit just brought that to mind. You claim that in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless your wonderful name. All right, well, the title, if you would have a title for the message that I'll be sharing this week, Lord willing, is The Preparation of the Priesthood. And you're going to see how that applies specifically to your life, because we do know in Revelation that Jesus has washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us unto our God and his God kings and priests. That's a twofold ministry. Priests minister unto God, kings, that represents that title, a position of rulership and authority over whatever realm God has granted. And God has certainly granted that in the spiritual realm for us right now. And also, Lord, for the Lord knows those that we have authority over our metron of responsibility or authority, that sphere of influence we have. But a time is coming when we shall judge angels and we shall rule the nations with Jesus. We don't know what that's all going to look like, but it's a awesome, tremendous privilege. All right, so let's go to the scripture reference I'm going to be sharing as text, just 7 verses of scripture found in the book of the prophet Zechariah in the Old Testament, chapter 3. And I shall read. And he showed me, this is the Lord showed to the prophet Zechariah, he shewed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Beloved, God has chosen each one of us. He's chosen you. No matter how badly you feel you've failed the Lord, he's called you. He's chosen you. We're going to see how great, how good is God's mercy, because this was a vision. Come on, this is a high priest, Joshua, at the time, the prophet Zechariah and Haggai. This was a time when the Jews were just returning to Jerusalem and they were attempting to rebuild the temple. That's the setting or context, if you will. And God hath chosen Jerusalem. He's chosen you, beloved, from before the foundation of the earth to know him, to love him, and to serve him. But there's a comment here. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Well, we're going to look at that a little more closely as we go on. But a brand is, you know, a piece of charred piece of wood that's been plucked out of the fire. And let me tell you, I have a wood stove. It's an old wood stove, but it really does a great job in heating. I have a relatively small house. And it actually can heat the whole house without even the furnace going into operation. But there are times there would be a leftover piece of wood from, say, the evening before, and it's not fun to pick it up, because you have to put in, or you want it to burn, but you've got to get, you know, the kindling under it, the paper, the things that'll get the fire going, plus the new logs, with the knowledge that will be burnt up. But it's, you get charcoal over your hands. It's not pleasant. It's not completely burned, obviously, from the preceding fire. The fire's gone out, and it's nothing but a charred brand or a charred piece of wood. Well, that's what poor Joshua was likened to. So Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel of the Lord Jesus. And trust me, you get that on your hands or on your clothes, that charred wood substance, and it takes a while to get that off. And he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him. This is the Lord now speaking. Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, he's now addressing the angel of the Lord. Jesus is addressing the angel of the Lord. Frequently in Old Testament times is referred to as the pre-incarnate Christ. But this was in a vision, remember, Zechariah was saying, I cause thine iniquity to pass from thee. He's now addressing the high priest Joshua. He is addressing you and I, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. That's a crown. So they sat a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt, two charges, if thou wilt walk in my ways, walk in the ways of uprightness, if thou wilt keep my charge, be obedient to that which I ask of thee, then thou shalt also judge my house, thou shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Okay, that's it. We're going to be looking at those seven verses of Scripture. There's great richness in them, just as in all the Word of God. And even if you weren't singled out in terms of that word of knowledge God was giving, the Word of God is so rich that we can apply it to our lives no matter where we are. Amen. Well, beloved, I love you. I must bring this broadcast to a close, and know that I pray for you, my UCM family, those that listen, are able to listen regularly, and my radio family every day, asking for God's richest blessings in your life and that He would undertake. God knows. I love you, and I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer, we have our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.